When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us right now on the show, as we've been lucky enough to have a member of the Falcons coaching staff join us each week throughout the season, is the Falcons running backs coach Michael Petrie, taking some time for us this afternoon. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Looking forward to Monday night for sure. Let's start by talking about those two running backs that you guys have, and just how versatile of a duo they are. Like, how nice is it for you guys as an offense to have two guys that it feels like can combine to almost do anything that you need a running back to do?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a luxury that we have, having two amazing individuals and really good football players. That can do a lot for us in the run game, pass protection. They're selfless, you know, and then they're ultra-competitive guys, and so it's really fun to watch because they compete against each other, but it's healthy competition, and ultimately it's just bringing the best out of each other and out of the room.
You mentioned pass protection. I imagine there were a couple of oohs and ahs watching tape on some of those hits that Bijan has laid as guys have tried to come through the hole.
Absolutely. No, B's done a phenomenal job of just taking strides from year one to year two in his pass protection, and not just the physicality of it, but just the overall understanding of the protection plan week to week and the different adjustments that we make. And so he's done a phenomenal job in that area for sure.
How do you get a guy to buy into that? Like, obviously, it's vital, and if you're going to be a starter or you're going to play a lot of running back in the league, you're going to have to do that. But I think there's a difference between – you know, pass protection and really being willing to get in there and do what he's been doing this year. Like, how do you as a coach go about trying to make sure he's buying in all the way and doing what Bijan's done this season?
Yeah, I think really just, you know, it's setting the stage from the moment that you become a pro and understanding how important it is to protect the quarterback, right? Because at the end of the day, the quarterback is a franchise. And so if we can protect and make the quarterback feel more comfortable in the pocket, it's only going to allow him to go back there and be able to distribute the ball to the playmakers. And so it's a lot of work that goes into it, you know, and then just understanding, you know, these guys get here and they're crazy competitive. And so they understand, like, hey, teams are going to try you in protection, especially a guy like Bijan, because a lot of people look at him as a scat back, but they don't realize that he's a true three-down back that can do it all. And so, like I said, I think it's just a mentality that you got to preach and push on these guys from the moment they walk in the door.
And I think we've seen a little bit of that from Tyler Allgeier. You talk about being an every down back. I mean, this is a guy that's really put work in as a receiver. He's got 10 targets on the year. All 10 have been hauled in. He's really devoted himself in practice and in extra time on the machine to working on that aspect of his game.
Yeah, no, it's been really cool to watch Ty's development from year one to two and now year two to three. And I think, you know, again, bringing a guy like Bijan in the room and he watched how versatile he was, that naturally pushed him to want to become more of a receiving threat because he saw some things that he was able to do in the past game and just create, you know, some more versatility to his game. And so Ty's done a phenomenal job in that aspect. He spends a lot of time on the judge machine with the equipment guys before practice, after practice. And, again, when you know, the personnel department, they've just done a phenomenal job of bringing in guys that love football. So when you get guys that love football like those two do, they're going to do the extra to make sure that every day they go out there that they can be the best they can be to help the football team win.
Falcons running back coach Michael Petry joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You mentioned a part of it just a minute ago as far as pass protection goes and helping make the quarterback comfortable. And I understand it's all complimentary. Everybody has a job to try to make everyone else's job easier, both on offense and defense. But what can the running backs do specifically to make Kirk's job a little bit more comfortable, to make his job a little bit easier on a given game day?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think really, and it's not even just game day. It starts in practice, right? As we put together the protection plan of the staff, right? Where there's a lot of things that go into it, the different matchups and who's a threat on the other side, right? Because there's a lot of really good players on the other team as well. And so starting there, and then just the confidence builds throughout the week because we'll give these guys different looks throughout practice, throughout walkthroughs, and being able to be on the same page and have the offensive line, the quarterback, the running back, everyone involved in protection being on the same page. You do that throughout the week, and then by the time you get to Sunday and you've done it, you know, multiple times throughout the week, that's going to build the confidence. And so I think it's an all-week process to get to Sunday so the quarterback can feel comfortable, so the guys in protection, the 5-0 linemen, the running back feel comfortable, because there's a lot of nuances and adjustments that go into it as well. And I think our guys have done a phenomenal job starting with the quarterback of just making sure that he's getting guys in the right spots to make sure that he's comfortable and he can go back there and do his job.
Coach, no matter how good it's going, it can always go better. What might you circle out as a semi-disappointing aspect of the run game this season?
Yeah, I think I wouldn't necessarily say things are disappointing. I think that is a good question. I think the biggest thing that we're always striving for is how can we create more explosive plays by us winning our one-on-one matchups when the O-line and the receivers and the tight ends get us those one-on-one matchups with safeties and corners at the third level. We need to do a better job of being able to make that guy miss or make him pay so then we can rip off a few more big and explosive runs so then that way Z-Rob doesn't have to call another play and, hey, there's nothing wrong with taking it 80 if we get the opportunity to take it 80.
Maybe this is a dumb question, and the answer is just he's an athletic freak, and it is what it is. But maybe there's more to it, and you certainly would know being the running backs coach. What makes Bijan so dynamic? Like, as you're watching tape and you're working with him and you're watching, obviously, on game day and all that, like, what makes him so special as a running back?
I think there's a lot of things. I think the first thing is competitive greatness. I think he truly wants to be great. And he wants to be looked at as one of the best to ever do it in his position. And he understands it's a process. And because he understands it's a process, he puts in a lot of work in the film room, in the weight room, practice field. He asks really good questions. And so he's a true pro's pro. And then you get to the physical gifts that he has. And again, there's a lot that, you know, he may have been born with, right, and given. But at the same time, if you don't use them and you don't continue to work on them, you can lose them. And so I think, if, again, he's a guy that does a lot of work quietly. You know, he's not necessarily one of those guys that needs to post all this stuff on instant, you know, on social media and stuff for people to see him working, because he's going to let his work speak for itself. And then, yeah, when you get him out there, he just loves the game. And so I think because he loves the game and he's a student of the game, he studies some of the other elite backs that are currently playing, and then studies guys that played before him, because he wants to be able to take things that he's seen them do and be able to add that to his game. And that's where you just know you got a pro's pro that's hungry for success and team success, not just personal success.
The other thing that Bijan's got going for him is the trust of his teammates. He's almost to last year's touch total. Zero fumbles this year, though. I know he had four last year, but at pretty much the same point, zero fumbles, which has got to make you proud as well.
Absolutely. That's something that we talk about a lot in this room and a lot as a program and the organization is, you know, you carry the ball, you're carrying the organization. And so that's something that he's really worked on and that we talked about. If he wants to continue taking the strides of being an elite back, we got to take care of the ball. And he would tell you, those four fumbles last year were four too many, mm-hmm. you know. And so far this year, you know, he's doing a really, really good job. And I think as a football team, you know, we're doing a really good job of taking care of the ball. And it's something that's been emphasized from the top down. And we do daily ball security circuits as an offense. And then it's something that I know on the defensive side, they're working on takeaways as well. And so it's just something that's being preached by Raw day in and day out. And I think specifically talking about B, again, he's such a prideful guy and competitor. He doesn't like, you know, that feeling that he had last year where he felt like he let the team down by putting the ball on the ground. And he doesn't want, you know, that's a goal that he had for himself, was to be able to get through this season, however many touches he gets, without putting the ball on the ground.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you. Good luck on Monday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me.
Michael Petry there, Atlanta Falcons running backs coach.